Dun, 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 dun.
This is Jack Vickers, and you are listening to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix, also known as The Hood.
It is Saturday, a soggy Saturday at that, September 30th, 2023, 8 a.m. sharp. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix podcast. I am one of the hosts, the Garlic Johnson. We are joined, as always, by our little host, the other folks.
Hi, folks. Gar, how are you doing this morning?
Whoa, Josh, I'm doing great. But before I get into that, you got to let the people know we appreciate them in Discord. You got to let the people know that the segment start time is down in the description below. And you got to thank at Levi Oki Illustration on Instagram for all the beautiful art, man. But I'm doing great, Josh.
I did that subliminally. But yeah, thank you.
Subliminally.
Why are you great?
Well, Josh, last night, as you saw from a lovely picture, I did have a fat steak. It was a sirloin, not a ribeye. I would prefer a ribeye, but it was a $40 steak. So, you know, what do? Pretty delish, good sides, good dessert. Got some, you know, some cheesecake. Tonight, we're going down to, I want to say it's Treasure Island. Got a little bit of bachelor party for a fellow league member, so that should be good, dude. Do a little swam and eat a little pizza, get a little gamble on. Maybe if I can find a nice cheap blackjack table, but probably not. Not on a Saturday night, at least.
So fellow league member.
Yeah. You have 12 guesses, I guess.
Am I in this league?
Yeah.
Is it Glick?
No.
Is it Derek?
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So going down to Treasure Island, and that should be a fun little time this evening. But what about you, Josh? How are you doing? And more importantly, why?
Well, I'm doing great, Gar. It is a, as you mentioned, soggy Saturday. But that doesn't necessarily describe my underpants, which is a great start to the day.
You're high and dry?
I'm high and dry. Woke up, no accidents. I did have a bit of, you know, a difficulty time sleeping because I've got a doggy that is terrified of thunderstorms and thinks that he can bark the storm away. And so every time the thunder would go, Odin would go, whoa! And it was just, it was like a questioning bark, like, why are you doing that outside? And so every time it thundered, and I don't know if it was the same down in Blaine, but there was some thunder a lot. There was a lot of thunder up in Big Lake. And
oh, yeah.
And so it was just, wah, 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 like every 5 minutes.
Josh, and you got to hit him with that doggy CBD, dude. Weed's legal for people. Just give him a sneak a little to the dog, dude. Be like, hey, doggy, it's time to chill, dude.
And I sat him down. I mean, both Nikita and I sat him down, gave him a little pep talk, like, listen, bud, lightning strikes, not going to happen. Don't worry about that. You're inside. You're fine. Thunder, on the other hand, not that scary. What's scary is when mommy and daddy don't get enough sleep. So be quiet. No. Other than that, you know, yesterday I took the day off, so I played some Starfield. Got a little bit further into that story. Still not quite sure what I'm doing. I found out last night at about 9 o'clock. I don't know how many hours I put into that game yet. Not a whole lot, because I only play it like half hour to an hour at a time. So I'm probably sitting almost into 10 hours total. I just found out that you can upgrade your ship and buy and like create your own ship. So you know, that might be something that should be in the tutorial when you first boot up the game. But, you know, maybe I skipped that part. It was Nikita's birthday on the 21st. But we've been busy since then. So today it's a Nikita day. Oh. So after this, we are going to run down to her parents to drop off the little diaper filler. And then we're going to go to Maple Grove and go to the original pancake house. I'm going to indulge in some pancakes, maybe a waffle or two. And then we're going to shop around in Maple Grove. So she just wanted an experience day for her birthday. So we're just going to do whatever she wants. And then at about 1 o'clock, when her day is over, I get to do what I want.
When her day's over.
I'm just kidding. No. So really, I don't know what I'm doing today, but it's going to be a good day because my wife gets to decide.
Adorbs, dude. You gotta do that classic thing where you get those spinners and it's a bunch of random dates, or you just get the car and you start flipping the coins, you know, tails is right, heads is left, and just see where the road takes you, you know.
We've done that before with slips of paper. And for like, we went out for an appetizer at one place and then dinner and then dessert at another. And that was a fun time. She didn't know this, but I changed them all to the same place, so we didn't have to drive too far, but, no, yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. So I'm sure today would be great. Car, do you have any big plans?
I already told you, Josh, I'm going to go see Derek down at Treasure Island.
Yeah. But I didn't know if things changed in the 5 minutes that I was going on.
Not yet, Josh. I'll be sure you're the first person to know if something changes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready to get into some start sits for the people, dude?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. So start sit last week, Gar, you and I, we were copycats. We went 2-5. Not the best, but we did hit the big one that mattered the most. And so we ended up with a difference of positive 17.75. Thank you, Raheem Mostert, for that big boost.
Ladies.
Overall, you are 7 out of 10, so you're sitting solid with a plus 60.7 difference. I am 4 out of 10, not as hot, but 8.2 point difference. This week, we are going to go into, for quarterbacks, we got the Whites. Kenny Pickett at Houston versus Baker Mayfield at New Orleans. Gar?
Is it possible to pick neither?
It is not.
Okay. Well, Josh, we'll have to go to the tail of the tape then. So Kenny Pickett, as everyone knows, has had a rough start. He did have his best week against Vegas, but his first 2 weeks against San Fran and Cleveland, two of the better defenses in the league, one of them potentially being the best defense in the league, you know, he has really struggled. And then he did pretty good against Vegas, putting up 18.5 points with 235 yards, two TDs, and then 11 rushing yards. Whereas Baker Mayfield, he's maybe been coming down a little bit. He had a good week against Mini Week 1, definitely, you know, trounced might be a little dramatic, but definitely handled Chicago very well. And then he struggled against Philly, only put up 10 fantasy points, only 15 completions for a buck 50 and a touchdown, also threw a pick. So this guy is going down while Kenny Pickett is going up. Houston, certainly the better opponent over New Orleans. New Orleans has a pretty good defense. If I had to pick between the two, I wouldn't be thrilled about either. I think I'd go with Kenny Pickett.
Once again, you and I are going to start off by agreeing. Kenny Pickett is the one that I had in mind as well. Baker Mayfield has not thrown for more than 200 yards in a game, and the New Orleans Saints haven't allowed somebody to throw for 200 yards in a single game. So we are going to go with Kenny Pickett, it seems like.
I mean, Baker Mayfield threw for 317 against the Bears.
Well, NFL team, Gar.
Just say it. I want us to be accurate, Josh. I don't want the fucking gremlins in the chat later to hit us with a, well, actually, okay?
Just heard a stat I heard a stat somewhere about 200 yards with the both teams, so I just threw it out on both teams. So.
Sure. I mean, Kenny Pickett has been extremely consistent with his yards. He's had 232 yards, 222 yards, and 235 yards. So the big difference with Kenny is the touchdowns. Anyways, all right, we both said Kenny Pickett. Josh, we'll move on to some Bears here. Some people are deciding between which Bears back to go with. I'm not sure I would want to touch any Bear with a 10-foot pole, especially a real Bear. But we've got either Roschon Johnson running back for the Bears versus Denver, or we've got Khalil Herbert running back for the Bears versus Denver. Josh, which Bears back is tickling your fancy?
Well, my fancy is being tickled a little bit by neither, but they are going up against the Denver defense that gave up 70. So you'd think that Bears would be at least able to put up 7. I'm going to go ahead and go with Khalil Herbert just because he has had the more, he's been kind of the starter over the years. And so, but I do like Roschon Johnson. I think that both of these guys are going to have, you know, a similar performance, scoring you between 2 and 3 points. But I'm going to go with Khalil Herbert.
Khalil Herbert. Okay, looking at the tail of the tape, I mean, they are Khalil Herbert. What did is the starter in week one? He only had 36% of the snaps, whereas Roschon Johnson had 39%. But then in week two and three, Khalil Herbert was up to 60% of the snaps and 55%, whereas Roschon was still at in the 40s. He had 42% and then 45%. Roschon did end up getting one more carry in week three. So if you want a little recency bias, he did out carry Herbert by one whole carry last week. They've both have been very ineffective. I shouldn't say very ineffective. That's a lie. Roschon Johnson has been pretty efficient with his carries. And Khalil Herbert's been not bad either. Oh, geez. I'll go with Roschon Johnson just to keep things spicy. Last week he had 8 carries for 38 yards. So that's 4.75 yards per carry. They're playing Denver. Maybe the game gets out of hand in either direction quick and they want to keep Herbert healthier. I don't know. But I'll go with Roschon to keep things spicier.
Great take. I'm going up. Okay, next up, we've got the old healers, the guys who were probably first-round draft picks back in 2015, 2016 in your league. I do know for a fact that I had both these guys on my championship team in 2018. Actually, I don't know that for a fact, but I believe it's a fact. And so I'm going to go ahead and say that it's DeAndre Hopkins versus Cincinnati or Michael Thomas versus the Tampa Buccaneers.
Again, look at the tail of the tape here. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is certainly getting more. Is that true? Hold on. I got to do math now. 18, 26, whereas DeAndre Hopkins is 13, 20, 25. Okay, so they're really close in targets over the season, or DeAndre Hopkins did have 13 targets in week one. If you want to look at just last week, DeAndre Hopkins had 7 targets with only 3 receptions and 48 yards. Michael Thomas had 9 targets with 6 receptions and 50 yards. The Tampa Bay defense is better than the Cincinnati defense at this point. Who knows what's happening with Burrow? Allegedly, he practiced in full this week and he's going to be fine. But, you know, they kept telling us Matthew Stafford was going to be fine last year until he absolutely wasn't. So I'd say these players are more similar than they are different. Neither of them have a touchdown on the year. Michael Thomas is getting more consistent target volume. I'll go with Michael Thomas, Josh, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with Michael Thomas as well because Ryan Tannehill is a duty, and so is Jameis Winston, but Jameis Winston likes to sling the rock around. So that's the reason why I'm going with Michael Thomas.
Oh, is Derek Carr still out this week? That's interesting. Not as much I pay attention.
I mean, I don't even know if he is or not. I know that Jameis Winston likes to throw the ball. That's why I said it.
Okay, well, I mean, what you said is a fact. Whether it's a relevant fact, who knows? But all right, Josh, we'll move on to some whites. You know, the NFL is full of mediocre whites. These guys are playing the tight end position. We've got Hunter Henry, the New England Patriots tight end, playing at Dallas, or in the same game on the other side of the field, we've got Jake Ferguson, the Dallas Cowboys tight end, playing versus New England. So you got a couple white-to-white, you got white-on-white crime here happening in Dallas this weekend. Josh, who do you prefer, Hunter Henry or Jake Fergs?
You know, Hunter Henry has had a solid season so far. Last week, I believe he was a little bit down. And then the Dallas defense, they struggled last week. So who knows how that matchup is going to go. I'm going to go with Jake Ferguson solely because Audio Al is a friend of mine. And Audio Al, you know, offered him up in a trade for TJ Hawkinson. And I don't know who Vinegar Strokes. I feel like I should know, but I don't know just based off of his name. Is that Ryan?
No, it's Aaron. You met him at the Super Bowl. Okay. Derek's buddy.
Yeah, met him at the Super Bowl. But he put him on blast in the chat for a trade offer. That was just to get conversation going. And so I'm going to go with Jake Ferguson. I think he's going to put up 35,000 today or Sunday.
It's possible. I mean, Jake Ferguson did have the better week three. Hunter Henry was for sure down. He only had 2 receptions for 17 yards. Other than that, he did have 5 receptions and 6 receptions respectively for 50 yards in both games and a TD in both week one and week two. Whereas Jake Ferguson, He wants 7 targets, 4 targets, and 7 targets, 2, 3, and 5 receptions. So Jake Ferguson's graph is trending up. 48 yards just last week. He got a touchdown in week 2 against the Jets. Josh, I will go with Hunter Henry, though. I think Hunter Henry should have a better game script this game with Dallas. It should be, you know, if Dallas goes back to their week 1 and 2 form versus their week 3 form losing to the Cardinals, I think there will be plenty of receptions available for Hunter Henry from Mac Jones, so I will go with Hunter Henry.
Idiot.
Boo. Josh, we've got one more little group here. We've got the kind of the flex group, the kind of three players just thrown together. You called the category people, and Josh, I will confirm these are, in fact, people. In the first spot, we have Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, playing at Chicago. We have Terry McLaurin, wide receiver for the Washington Commanders at Philly. And then we have Damian Pierce, running back for the Houston Texans versus Pittsburgh. Josh, if you had to flex in one of these players, who you flex in and why?
Well, of the three here, I do believe that even though the Pittsburgh run defense has been suspect the first 3 weeks, it's been 3 weeks. And Damian Pierce has not been lighting the world on fire, even though I do think that he's going to finish okay. Maybe top 50 running back probably in fantasy. I'm going to go with Jerry Jeudy. I feel like Sean Payton is somebody to hold a grudge. He's going to be a little upset that they gave up 70 last week, so they're going to try and put up 70. So of the Denver Broncos 17 points this week, I do think that Jerry Jeudy is going to account for at least 7 of them, or 6, I suppose, technically. So I'm going to go Jerry Jeudy at Chicago.
He'll kick it in as well. Looking at the tape, Jerry Jeudy was coming into the season, I believe, with a hamstring injury. I don't remember the exact injury, but he came into the week or into the year injured regardless. He missed week 1. In week 2, he only took about 70% of the snaps, 3 receptions, 25 yards. In week 3 against Miami, he had 5 receptions for 81 yards, so he was trending up there, you know, 11.5 yards per target. That's pretty decent, 16 yards per catch. Terry McLaurin has seen 4 targets, 6 targets, and 6 targets. 2 receptions, 5 receptions, and 6 receptions. So went 6 for 6 last week for 41 yards. His lone touchdown came in week 2 against Denver, though. Philly defense is a little bit more stout, so Terry McLaurin is probably not the play. Going on to Damian Pierce, I mean, his snap percentage went from 45 and 45 up to 54 last week at Jacksonville. He had 14 attempts for 31 yards and a TD, so it was his best performance of the year simply because he got in the end zone. He has been woefully inefficient with those carries, though. His best week was week 1 for efficiency with 3.5 yards per carry, and then he's been at 2 and 2.2 the last 2 weeks. So Damian Pierce pretty much eliminates himself with those awful efficiency numbers. He did have 3 receptions for 28 yards, so Damian Pierce will have some a little extra PPR upside or he at least proved himself to have a little bit more PPR upside last week with the 3 receptions and 28 yards. Another, you know, almost 6 fantasy points, depending on your scoring. But, Josh, I unfortunately have to agree with you. Jerry Jeudy should be on the trend up. The Chicago defense should be awful. I'm sure Sean Payton's going to do everything he can to score a lot of points this week to try and prove his team isn't hot garbage and or he isn't a hot garbage coach. And so for those reasons, Jerry Jeudy seems like the wise investment this week. So as much as I hate to agree with you, I have to. And Josh, for you, I do have one curveball of a start sit. We're not actually starting sitting because this player actually already played. And this isn't a classic Gar uses a moment to pick on Josh. I'm not here to do that. That's not very nice. But genuinely a question I meant to ask you on Tuesday, and then it just so happened this player played Thursday and they were, you know, bad again. Josh, I would like you to, you know, what's the right word? I would like you to go over for the folks. I can't think of the right word, but just go through what happened to A.J. Dillon. The guy came into the league with a lot of promise. He finished running back 21 in 2021 in standard scoring, at least. I don't see the other scorings in front of me. But A.J. Dillon came into the league with a lot of promise. It was a questionable pick at the time, but the guy had quads bigger than my fucking torso. And so this guy had a lot of promise, and it seems like he just stinks. What happened to A.J. Dillon, Josh? A lot of people want to know.
Well, I feel like he's got a case of the Derrick Henrys. I don't know if you recall Derrick Henry's first few years in the league. He stunk. People were calling him a pretty big bust. And then he just had to have a sit down with, I can't remember, I think it was Eddie George. And Eddie George just said, "You're big, run straight." And I think that AJ Dillon is running straight. It's just that he's like a baby giraffe. He can't keep his legs underneath him. He's got that, you know, yards after contact isn't necessarily where we want it to be. And so he needs to hit puberty so his balance comes in. But yeah, his two options are either fall forward for a gain of one or get stopped behind the line of scrimmage. And there's no in between, it seems. I do think that he's definitely there because he's so big that he hurts to tackle, even if he only gets 1 yard. So, you know, he's probably going to get more carries in division games because then at the end of the year, when we play teams for the second time, they're just like, I don't want to touch this guy. He's big. So then he'll average 2 yards per carry. But yeah, he has definitely fallen off. He is somebody that, you know, had a lot of promise. Last year, he was drafted kind of as like a, well, he's 50% shareholder, you know, two seasons ago. So he should have a solid season. He didn't. And then people fell for the same thing again this year. Aaron Jones, if he's not in the game, if he's not healthy, getting, you know, consistent snap usage, that team is not going to do well, especially now that David Bakhtiari may have played his last game in Green Bay based on his injury, which is unfortunate. Doesn't help that, you know, the offensive line is just in shambles. But that's not an excuse as to how bad AJ Dillon is. He's the size of most offensive and defensive linemen, so he should be able to carry the rock. But yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on with him. I'll have to give him a call, see if he'll take my call and chat with him. Maybe, you know, maybe he's just got a case of the wishy-washies, and he's kind of like, well, I don't know. I'm kind of the mayor of Door County, so maybe I just want to do that for the rest of my life.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I was just curious. I mean, you as our senior Green Bay correspondent, I was just curious because I don't remember how much banged up Aaron Jones was last year, if he was banged up or not. Certainly in week two or week three, you know, looking at recency bias, though, AJ Dillon had prime opportunity to just run away with the production out of the Green Bay backfield, and he was mediocre at best. 15 carries, 11 carries for 55 yards and 33 yards. No touchdowns at all. I don't know if they were just never at the goal line. I can't say I've watched a lot of Packers snaps, but yeah, I don't know. It's tough to see because, you know, he used to be the most coveted handcuff. I think most people's attitude was, I'm going to draft AJ Dillon. Aaron Jones go down. AJ Dillon automatically becomes top five running back. That, unfortunately, has not been the case. I'm not rooting against the guy, but I was curious if you had any better insight into what happened to this poor jabron. All right, Josh, that's our start sits for the week. I appreciate your extra analysis on AJ Dillon at the end there. We do disagree at a couple spots, so hopefully I can get more points than you yet again. You ready to move into our DFS bust of the week here, Josh?
Yeah.
All right, Josh, who's extra busty for you this week?
Tee-hee. I'm going to go with Derrick Henry, running back for Tennessee Titans, going up against Cincy. Cincy's defense has been suspect this year, but Derrick Henry has been as well, as far as usage goes. I believe he's been out-snapped by, what's his name? Drawing a blank here.
Tajay Spears?
Yep, Tajay Spears in the last couple weeks. And so the usage are out. I think he's been out-carried by Tajay Spears in last week, so usage is trending towards the rookie. And so I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. Not worth that $8,000 price tag.
All right, Josh. For me, I'm going to go with a guy who I think will be getting his quarterback will be getting a bit of a fit, even though he's at home. I'm going with CD Lamb, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Playing against New England, I think Billy B is kind of on a little bit of a revenge tour. I'm not saying the New England Patriots are good by any means, but I think Billy B has been in the lab cooking. We've seen it with his special teams play when he had the fucking, you know, the running start for the field goal block. Billy B's been cooking this offseason. He doesn't want to be the embarrassment of the league he has been, or at least was last year. So I think Dak's going to have a couple fits this week. I'm not sure who will win or lose, but for that reason, I think Billy B loves to eliminate the top target of the other team. I think that is going to be CeeDee Lamb this week. So I'm saying CeeDee Lamb, only $7,500, not a lot of money, but I'm saying CeeDee Lamb will be my bust this week in DFS. Moving on, Josh, just a little weekly preview. You know, nothing specific here, but is there any other games this weekend you're excited for? I know your hometown team, or not your hometown team, but your homer team, Green Bay, has already played and lost, unfortunately. Sometimes that's nice. You know, you don't have to go into Sunday with any stress. You can just watch football a little bit more free. So is there any matchups you're looking forward to this Sunday and or Monday?
Well, I'm extremely hyped for the upcoming cripple fights between the Carolina Panthers, the Minnesota Vikings, and then the Denver Broncos and the Chicago Bears. I am a big fan of, everybody likes to, you know, doom watch and stuff, all of the, you know, watch, you know, accidents happen. And I do think that Minnesota is not necessarily an accident. Like they're not an 0-3 team. Just like last year, they weren't a whatever win team.
4-3-0 team by this point, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things where it's just like, they got to find their identity. And if their identity is to be bad, all the power to them. Keep doing it. But after getting a solid 0.8 points out of Luke Musgrave and then only like 6 points out of Anders this week, I'm going up against Glick, who's 1-5. And I just don't think I could handle going from losing as a 6-0 team in the Champions League to a 1-5 team. So I need Justin Jefferson to go off. And so I'm hoping that happens.
Interesting. I'm excited for, not that you asked, but the people want to know. I'm excited for our first Sunday morning game, a nice little 8:30 game. We've got Atlanta and Jacksonville playing over in London, I believe, across the pond. So it'll be nice to have wall-to-wall football. I'm sure I'll be just groggily waking up at Treasure Island at that point, so who knows how much of that game we'll actually catch. But when you have a full day of football, I think that's very enjoyable. I am interested to see what is a more powerful force, Josh. So we know the Vikings are historically mediocre. We know the Vikings are historically, or not historically, but this season, absolute hot garbage. But Josh, there's also a little thing the people know, the people love it. There's a little ditty called Kirktober. So I'm interested to see which is more palpable, how bad the Vikings are meant to be or Kirktober. So we'll see that on Sunday, firstly against the Carolina Panthers. I mean, after the Panthers, the Vikings got the Chiefs and then the Bears, which should be nice, but then the Niners and then the Packers to end Kirktober. So we'll see. It looks like, you know, just based on the schedule, we should be maybe 2-3 or 3-2, depending on how you look at those things. So we'll see which is a more powerful force between Kirktober and the Vikings curse. Otherwise, I don't know if there's any game I'm overly excited for. Las Vegas Chargers, maybe a little division rivalry is always fun, but yeah, I don't know. It should be an interesting Sunday of football. And when your team's already 0-3, you care a little bit less about everything. So that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah, Josh, I don't know. Anything else? You just want to get the hell out of here?
Yeah, we can get going so I can get my breakfast.
Aw, dude, what's for brekkie? Oh, that's right.
I told you.
Pancake House, dude. I forgot. See, usually,
not IHOP. It's the original Pancake House.
Original Pancake House. Excuse me, Josh. I've never been. I almost went once with the Audio Al, but it did not. It fell through. So, just the way she goes. But all right, Josh, go ahead and hit your Go Packers, and then we will see the fine folks on Tuesday evening, 7:30-ish sharp. We start sit on Saturday mornings, and then we buy sell on Tuesday. So if you have any buy sells you'd like Josh and I would to discuss after week four, be sure to hit us up in the Discord chat, and we will discuss them thusly on Tuesday. Otherwise, folks, we love you, and we will see you Tuesday evening. Good luck in your fantasy football matchups. Bye-bye.
Go Packers.
Josh, what are we doing?
Go Packers. So Gar, I was thinking, I know that you like the fire in your gut segment on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, there's that, you know, fire in your gut is the way he describes it is just he's just very mediocre. So and that's great. I do like the bit, but I want to incorporate Forky and Trash.
I'm Trash.
So I just, I don't know. Use your big brain beard and come up with a way to incorporate a sounder that says, I'm Trash from Forky. And then we could have like a player each week that just is Trash.
Sure. I mean, you're the more creative type, but if you want it that simple of just like, and now our Forky's Trash of the Week or something, I mean, that's easy enough. But if you want it more creative than that, then I'll put you in charge of it. How's that?
I mean, that's keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, the kiss method. All right. Well, we'll do that Tuesday then.
All right. Go Packers. Oh no, I don't have Discord pulled up to leave right away after
oh,
I say it.
Oh no, how embarrassing, dude. No, you hang up. About to do the full podcast through your nostrils to this morning or what?
Maybe.